Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research. The Sunday Roast presents 12 stocks for the 12 days of Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Hello and welcome to the 12 stocks for the 12 days of Christmas. We're joined by Mark Routh, CEO of Prospects Energy. Merry Christmas, Mark. Welcome back.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.
So 2023 has been a pivotal year for Prospects, with the completion of the gas plant at Selva, start of production, and then the subsequent gas being sold to BP Gas Marketing under the 18-month supply agreement. Just talk us through this news and what investors can look forward to in 2024 as well, please.
Well, yeah, it's the 2023 was transformational for Prospects. With the completion of the gas facilities at Selva, which allowed us to get first gas flowing from the Selva field in July, that basically means that the company is now has production income from two onshore assets in two countries in Europe. That puts us in a very solid place for building the company. As for 2024 and beyond, we've got permit applications underway to drill 5 wells in Spain and 3 wells in Italy. And the plan is to fund that from the production income from the assets, both in Spain and Italy.
Yeah. So just on the Spanish thing, I mean, there's been quite a few changes in 2023 in terms of the government there. I mean, do you think this has any impact on licensing and things like that?
Yes. Well, the government situation is quite frustrating because they've been in the hung parliament situation for a while. They've done a deal in order to get the country running properly. And we're optimistic that this is going to lead to unlocking some of the lack of decision making that we've seen in the past months. So in 2024, we're confident that we're going to see some movement on the permitting front. But it's always been quite slow in Spain, so we have to be patient.
So Mark, Merry Christmas to you. So would you just give us an idea of the different events that could happen in 2024, or you expect to happen in 2024, that are going to see Prospect Energy move forward in terms of valuation and obviously its prospects, excuse the pun?
Well, Prospects, remember, is an investment company. And what we're doing in Spain and Italy is building up the cash that's building from the production, the generation of electricity in Spain and the gas production in Italy. We're looking to use that cash to expand the portfolio. And where we can move the cash back up to the parent, repaying the loans that the parent has made to the subsidiaries. We've got a lot of deals we've been looking at. And in the past year, we've been offered more than 25 deals or farm-ins. And that's in the jurisdictions which were in our focus area of Northwest Europe. We didn't go outside of that. We've performed in-depth evaluations of 9 or 10 of those, and the technical team has recommended to the board that we progress with 2 deals. One was too large to fund, and it's going to be too difficult for that reason. The other we were ready to fund in September, October, and the brokers told us the markets would not support a fundraise at that time. So we've been busy looking at deals, and as an investment company, we're looking for what we can do. In 23, we were offered financing deals on quite onerous terms, which were declined because it either would have been highly diluted for shareholders or it would have been convertible debt that would have been very expensive. So we're actively pursuing self-funded acquisition of highly prospective opportunities in open acreage and proven basins in onshore Europe. So that's something that we are doing in 2024, in addition to planning the permitting of the wells in both Spain and Italy.
Very good. So, I mean, what position do you hope the company will be at from a debt point of view by the end of 2024? Obviously, by the end of 2023, what position are we likely to be in? And, 24?
Well, by the end of 2023, the balance sheet will have been strengthened significantly. By the year end, we will have no long-term debt in the company. The short-term debt will be just the loan notes that are due in March 2024, which is some £175,000, unless that's converted into equity. So that has completely cleaned up the balance sheet. We can move forward in through to 2024, the bulk of 2024, with no debt in the company.
And the money that you will generate then is for the betterment or the increase of the Selwa field, and also then other deals, as you've intonated that you've been researching those deals?
Yes, we're actively working now and throughout 24 on a self-funded acquisition of an acreage in onshore Europe. I can't go into any further details at this point until we're ready to announce what it is. And that'll happen in the first half of 2024, I hope.
And by self-funding, what do you mean? You're going to have a sort of option to buy it for a certain amount of cash initially, and then they get paid as the gas comes out? Or what sort of deals are we talking about?
Well, the plan is low entry license fees at the beginning. There could be an opportunity to join forces with other people in a farm out deal. You know, we're looking at all options for getting acreage and getting access to prospective acreage in onshore basins in Europe.
And these are all basins that are in production, or it's a case of you're going to be starting to produce?
I can't go into too much detail at this point. We are targeting specific geological horizons and jurisdictions which are active in the exploitation of natural gas in particular. There are countries which are welcoming that. Yet Northwest Europe needs natural gas. Even Spain initially, although there's the mood against fossil fuels is there, all of Europe is needing natural gas to fill the energy gap. It's the largest single portion of the energy supply in Europe. So we can't just cancel it overnight. So, you know.
Yeah. No, and I mean, Germany is in dire straits in terms of requiring gas and its partners around it. So it's definitely interesting times ahead. And obviously, from what you've said there, there's quite a few catalysts in terms of what's going to happen. Are we expecting that the expansion of Selwa will be within 2024, as in we're hoping?
Yeah, I hope so. We are in the hands of permitting process, both for land and for the ministry. But that would be the aim, and to get drilling by then would be a good thing.
Okay, so my last question on Prospect would be, what are your thoughts on the share price? Obviously, you're sitting now in the low...
52-week low, isn't it, right now?
A 52-week low of 6p, I think it is. And we've hit a high of 20p, I think, was it, at one point. So what are your thoughts on this valuation of what you have at Prospect Energy at the moment?
Well, I'm seeing that this is a trend across the market. I'm speaking with other companies on how they're faring in the AIM market. The whole market is depressed at the moment. Everyone is really quite down about the fact that the share price across the board, not just in the natural gas market, but the share prices are down in the market generally. I think it's going to pick up. I've been talking to some investors who are quite excited about the prospect of the small cap companies having a niche and having some opportunity to expand throughout 2024. So I think investment can come, and I think the share price will reflect the fact that we are producing solid income from two stable European countries, and that should build and allow us to grow the portfolio.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I said it was my last question, but I lied. What about the gas price? You know, last winter we were crazy bananas in terms of gas prices. Now we seem to be sort of quite steady but increasing slightly. What do you see ahead of you? I don't think we're going to have the craziness of last year, are we, really?
No, I think last year was crazy, like, literally. I mean, I think when we last spoke, predicting gas prices in Europe of sort of 50 euros per megawatt hour going forward, that has actually softened, and the forward curve is more like the mid-40s in euros per megawatt hour. These are just numbers, relative numbers, but it's still an extremely high number. I mean, that is in UK terms. Those numbers are hundreds of pence per therm. So at those prices, we still make a good profit. So, you know, 45 euros per megawatt hour, it's 115 pence per therm. Those are crazy prices by anyone's standards. So we can make money, can continue to make money at those levels.
Yeah, and you're throwing off money, obviously. Okay, so...
There was one bit of news that came out, I think, at the end of November, Mark. It was related to Italy, and it was like a decree, on the government decree on the energy sector, and I think they had 60 days to ratify it into a definitive law. Ribold Resources put an RNS out on it. I mean, I just wondered if there was any, would it have any implications or any benefits to prospects going forward?
Yes, my understanding is that decree, which is coming into force, I think, like you say, in 60 days from the end of November, it's to do with renewable energy, and it's less to do with direct hydrocarbon gas production. So it's renewables, and so I think it's going to help, but it's not a direct read-through to Prospects Energy for its field in Selva.
All right, well, obviously we've got a bit of a Christmas theme. I'm sure Kev's got a question, but before his, I'll just ask you, what is the perfect Christmas day in the Routh household in terms of, you know, your meals, your trees? Would you have any specific kind of things you do or traditions that you do every year?
I'm very traditional. It's the turkey roast with all the trimmings, roast potatoes. We get the family round. The family come and help cook the dinner. The turkey goes in the oven early morning. That's Dad's job. And then the rest of the family get up when they can, and we have a Christmas lunch in mid-afternoon. That's our perfect Christmas.
Sounds perfect to me.
Very good, Mark. So my question is, on these podcasts, is what is the most interesting, exotic, unusual place that you've ever spent Christmas Day?
Well, that would have to be when I took the whole family to Bali, Indonesia. And although that was exotic, interesting, and unusual, really missed the sort of traditional home cooking of Christmas. But I wouldn't necessarily recommend that, but I like having Christmas at home.
Yeah, it's the same here in Egypt. 25th of December is just another day here, you know, because even the Coptic Christians don't celebrate Christmas on the 25th of December. It's the 7th of January. So yeah, it's almost like Christmas doesn't happen here. So I understand.
I think it's one thing you have to experience, isn't it? You being in the Southern Hemisphere and actually feeling, you know, being in the summertime. Like, can you imagine being in Australia and being on the beach and having, you know, a barbecue rather than having the sort of cold weather and potentially snow on the ground? But for me, I like to go up to, we go to Iceland every year and, you know, we're in amongst the snow and the kids can play in the snow. It just feels very traditional to visit Christmas markets and feel the cold, really.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, on that note, Mark, we'll wish you every success in 2024, and thanks for coming on again. Say Mark Routh, CEO of Prospects Energy, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.